Traditional farming, it might bring to mind sweeping plains and rolling green hills, but one company is using large-scale containers to make that country dream more accessible for city folk. If you have a large backyard and a hankering for leafy greens, herbs, fruits and vegetables, this might be the story for you. This morning, I'm joined by James Pataris, who is the Director of Modular Farms Australia, to talk more about it. James, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Willie. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, is farming within a shipping container unique? Like, what kind of sets modular farms apart?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's an industry that sort of came about not too long ago. It's in infant stages around about the year 2010, where some people out of the US came across containers and the excess containers, you know, around their local area, and decided that there should be better ways to be able to use spare shipping containers, and farming was one of those things that they thought that they could be very useful for.
I'm sure, I mean, it sounds like pure genius, right? But yeah. I'm sure there's a bit more technology behind just kind of whacking some soil or some flower beds in there. Tell us a little bit about the technology behind it all.
Yeah, absolutely. So in a shipping container, what we generally do is we have to control the environment specifically, so the temperature, the humidity, but also under the indoor environment, we also grow the plants under LED lights. So we basically replicate the sun through LED lights for our plants to grow.
Oh, right. Okay, so it's like a whole little ecosystem in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And how sustainable is growing food or plants inside the container compared to, let's say, traditional methods of farming crops in paddocks or garden beds?
Yeah. So you're with a shipping container and an indoor farm, you're able to grow 365 days a year. So you eliminate the reliance upon adverse weather events, insects, disease. So you're effectively creating a biosecurity or ecosystem that allows you to be able to produce just as much produce as you would otherwise grow in a traditional sense, but even more in an indoor farm like a container farm.
Where's been the biggest uptake, would you say?
Well, we started the business about 4 years ago. North America and Canada have been our biggest markets thus far. Australia is slowly gathering pace in terms of interest in the indoor space. I mean, a farm like ours will be able to produce you a quarter of an acre in 36 square metres. So you can produce 1,000 square metres of crop in 36 square metre container.
Wow. Okay. And is it individuals buy? Like, is it, you know, mums and dads, is it, or is it like, you know, restaurants who want to have their own kind of farm to plate? Like,
absolutely. So predominantly small business owners or people that want to supplement additional income in the existing business. And those businesses generally are linked to that food services area. But we've also had mums and dads or retired paramedics buy farms and become farmers themselves. Yeah, so there's an array of different types of, backgrounds in terms of people wanting to enter the indoor vertical farm space.
Yeah, and how greatly would you say modular farms has shifted the idea of what it means to be a farmer or a gardener?
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of, the mental shift is enormous. I mean, I grew up on a family farm watching what they did, 60, 70 years ago, knowing that that was not going to be sustainable, to be able to shift into an area where it's not just about the farming, it's the technology, it's the nutritional value that we can add to the crops because of them being grown indoors. There's an array of areas that are affected by, the growth of this area.
If someone listening has gone, I'm interested in that. Do they launch in and buy one? Like, or do they kind of talk to you first and talk about what they're thinking? Like, what? Tell us that process.
Absolutely. we would generally have a chat with them. We would want to understand a lot about what their ideas are in terms of business planning, because a farm like ours can produce a considerable amount of crop. We're talking over 50,000 lettuce a year. We're talking over, you know, over 30 kilos of basil a week, you know, in a single container. So it's a lot of produce that you need to understand how to shift and how to market. So, you know, going a bit back to your question around, you know, who buys them, a lot of people are interested to service that food service industry like restaurants and even more so now with specific crops and more elegant crops. So these containers are able to assist those type of restaurants or specialty products on a much more regular basis without having to sort of, you know, throw a dart at the dartboard and hope that something will grow in the ground.
Yeah, right. Oh, James Pateras, thank you so much. We will link to the modular farms on the story on the site so people can have a little bit more of a deep dive into it. Thank you for your time today.
My pleasure, Lily.